haven't talked to you in a while. You driving your truck today?
Well, it's finally time to try to give the truck a shot. I was in the truck, Tuesday? Yeah, because we were off Monday. But man, I tell you what, my sinuses hit this weekend. I've had everything from cold chills to hot flashes, coughing, and God almighty, it was horrible. I couldn't even talk Tuesday.
It still sounds like you're dealing with a little bit of it.
It goes, it gets annoying. You know, sitting there talking, and all of a sudden your head closes up. Feels like you're talking out of a can or have earplugs in.
I had that once about a month ago, and it hit me. Or maybe a little over a month now. Completely.
It's like how long? Because I got summer camp here in just over 2 weeks.
I just hung around for the longest. Couldn't shake it. But finally did, and seem to be doing okay now. After, about a week, 2 weeks, it didn't have any trouble. Just sinuses draining down your throat all day, and you get coughing and hacking.
Can't say. I usually don't deal with the springtime allergies, but every once in a while during kind of the summer, that's when they hit.
Fellas, some of y'all getting old. NC9B.
HKX, well, you're leading the pack, buddy.
Well, that's true as well, because I'm getting there.
Who's going to do it?
Turn around to show us how, to show us the way and how to do it.
How to do it, but I'll beat you there, that's for sure. But I've been sick in a little while, so I know how y'all feel. That's some terrible stuff going around.
I'm out there.
You back in your regular vehicle there, Andrew?
My truck. I contacted my vehicle rep yesterday. I told him, I said, I needed another vehicle because truck's not a great daily driver. And I'm supposed to drive the lease vehicle a certain percentage of the time. I haven't been doing that because I've been driving the truck. So figure I'll get me something, and that way the wife will have her X5.
The wife happy.
Short errands that she does around town is not really good on the truck. It's a lot of starting and stopping and not keeping the engine running long enough.
Kind of why I like driving mine. Does my truck like I do.
Hey, tell you what, though, when I look at the prices online, I think the dealers like their trucks, too.
I would, but take real good care of this one. I won't have to buy another. This one, I think the price now is just about double. But when I bought this one, this is a 2017.
And you can buy a 2016, you know, there and up. But, I mean, you're going to start at around $30,000 for a 2016 model.
Sell mine. That's another thing, you can't afford to replace it.
I haven't moved on mine yet because I get online and looking and start getting discouraged because prices are just so astronomically high. I mean, you start looking at an 8, almost 10-year-old vehicle and it still won't $30,000+ for it. It's got 100,000, 200,000 miles.
Yeah, I'm right crazy.
Ridiculous. I mean, I can't get over it. I mean, my truck was 6 years old when I bought it, and I only paid maybe 20, just a little over 20 for it when I bought it.
Looking at them, I don't even want to look right now.
You know, when you put off your retirement, do your truck is paid for? That's pretty appointed, I guess.
The tool trucks has almost doubled on them since I bought mine in 2017. Last of 17, it was an 18 truck.
If you go online and look, you'll find 2022, 2023, they still want $60,000, $80,000, $90,000 for these vehicles. And, you know, if you go buy a fairly basic F-250, very few bells and whistles, the MSRP is only 60-something thousand.
Crazy.
because people are still buying them.
Yeah, because, I mean, prices aren't moving. And I don't know. You watch all these YouTube videos, and they're like, the market's coming down, blah, blah, blah. I don't see it.
Inflation's down, the lows have been in how long? Yeah, right. Yeah, right.
HW Mobile.
Good morning, Ken. KO4HGX.
KO4CN.
NC9B.
Good morning, guys. Hope everybody's doing well on this Friday morning.
What?
Hi, Friday. We got a funeral tomorrow up in Gastonia, and then Saturday we're down in Georgia camping, and then Sunday we got a wedding down in Georgia, and then I'm off on Monday, too.
Well, I'd say you'd be off on Monday just because you had to work and didn't have to do all that.
Came in the other day and he walked over to me and said, wait a minute, and then he held out his phone and told me to talk into it, and then, man, a bunch of stick figures came up on the screen, and then he understood, gave me the thumbs up.
Okay, I went to a company that I normally go to, and they speak very little English, and they never took their stuff off a truck. So I took it back to where I got it from and let them reship it again another day.
Yes. Now they've got AI on your phone. Android does anyway. I don't know about iPhone. To where in a phone call you can hit translate and it will translate while you're in the phone call for you to and from.
We changed what I said to something inappropriate. NC9V.
General driver couldn't speak any English at all. We sent him out to Utah.
The road signs.
From the height restrictions, they don't. I watched a video last night. A guy passed four height limitation signs, which knows his truck is 13.6. And banana.
They're just following GPS and hoping it's right.
For the business, when you get where you're going, how do you read the signs? Or delivery only, enter and exit. I mean, you gotta have a little bit of something.
Iterate. When you see a tractor trailer, stay away from them.
Have it pull up at the main entrance at the front of the plant. See it happen every so often where you see a whole tractor trailer going down through the main parking lot, and it's like, yeah, they don't know where they're going.
Yeah. Mine said truck deliveries, right?
And a truck entrance.
Well, I made the mistake of that Tuesday when I came back, missing my turn, missing Highway 80, and I went straight downtown Greer. Well, if you go straight downtown Greer, apparently on Poinsett Street, there's a sign that says, no trucks, three axles or more. Yeah, I had to make it immediate left, and that put me down in a residential neighborhood, which is always fun.
Very, very tight over there, too.
Made it back no problem, but I don't like driving the residential streets, not in that big rig. The trees, the corners, everything else gets you. But, you know, I'm not that familiar with downtown Greer.
Man, you see when they had that water main break yesterday on Highway 14? KN4 TFW.
Or yesterday.
The water main break, I was talking to Dave, KB2HXS, and he couldn't get to his house because they didn't have any water. But I guess that's what it was.
A 4-inch line that broke, man, that made a hole, made a 20-foot diameter hole in the middle of the road.
Dude, it's just crazy. But yeah, I thought they had a boiler advisory in Greer.
Well, out in Colorado, we used to have to flow hydrants so the engineers could, you know, understand the numbers and how the pipe was. And that some of those hydrants flow at 5,000 gallons a minute.
Water, and it will make a very big hole very quickly.
And the next to Niagara Falls.
Try to neck that down to a 2-inch hose.
One of them hydrants to full flow and it shut it off really quick, man, you'll blow the lines right out of the street. Man, they didn't understand how it works. The zone that's feeding it, you know, it takes that valve a minute or two to open and close, you know, and it's trying to keep the pressure so it's wide open and you cinch it off really quick. Man, you overpressure the line and then it just blows it up out of the street.
Did it just fail, or did something happen to cause it to fail?
Mention that, though. I've got a water main break at the house. Of course, it's off my well. It shoots a little sprinkle of water about 6 feet there. But it's a tiny little sprinkle, so hopefully my daughter's going to get on that today, since she's the one to put it in. Told her she's going to have to do a little warranty work on it.
for me. I'm going to head on in the plant and go ahead and get started. So y'all be safe out there this morning, and hopefully I'll holler at you later today whenever I get off. But it's going to be a little bit of a late one, so maybe around 5:30 or so. So y'all have a good one. 73KO4CF, and I'll be clear on y'all's file.
KO4HKX, have a great day.
73, Andrew, have a good one. KN4TFW.
See you, Andrew, have a great one. Be safe. NC9V. The other day, it's been for a week or two that the pump's been siphoned on and off, real regular, but nothing on, so kind of figured I had a water line leak somewhere.
Spot.
About close to a 45, maybe not quite as sharp, but 45 degree angles are going down the hill. Like 545 feet, and then it pumps it up another 100 feet from where that wellhead is. And that's where it's leaking, so that additional, it's actually at the top of that 100 feet.
Pressure on that pump?
About 600. Pressure too high. I try to keep it about 35, 40 PSI. Or the down about, maybe not 100 feet, basically 580, somewhere around there. Well, as I'll measure it, but she's got a garden hose down there. I told her you need a pressure regulator on that, because there's a big difference between there and our house. I just wouldn't know anything about that, Patrick.
Or that this road out here vibrating everything around.
Those lowlanders like Ken wouldn't know anything about that.
Probably as close as he is to that water tower.
He used to work out there at the water department in Colorado Springs.
Good water pressure at your house though, Ken. Because I'm right next to the water tower right now.
Good pressure. Well, I mean, I ain't never really lost it, that's for sure.
They got one there on the other side of the street.
They must have two different zones there. I know we used to out west have, you know, sometimes you'd see there'd be two fire hydrants right beside each other, but they were on two different zones. And it would allow you, like, if one went down, it'd allow you to, you know, pump from one to the other.
Yeah, I did all the work at the house and everything, all the wiring, all the water, everything, all the plumbing. And a lot of interesting stuff there, but my daughter's the one who I contracted with her to trench the water line all the way down to the top of the wellhead. So that's what I say. That's part of her trenching warranty work. Seventh Avenue, get some of those guys to right up to the mountain with me and let them do it. But she said, no, no to them. I'll take the money. Okay.
Yesterday after I signed with you, the traffic came to an abrupt stop.
Been tail end of that wreck from Gas Me?
Wreck? It was, you know, they've been doing construction, and every day the thing, pylons are in a different spot, and you got to be paying attention, and, you know, the sign's been saying left lane closed, and everything, and it's like, okay, but there were still two lanes going in. Well, now this time it was, both left lanes were closed, and it was neck and neck, went from 3 to 1, and it's like, man, what a pain.
Looking for trouble out on 85.
Cones on my right, where they were working on that lane, and one of the lanes was closed, and then it opened up, and I shifted over, and then it was some more cones come up, and by the time they came up, I realized that the traffic was stopping.
You have to sit in that mess.
It took me 10 minutes to go that last mile.
That, I guess, not for what it could have been out there.
Those girls will have a ball all night long, playing and playing and playing. And the granddaughters, they're having a ball. There were dolls, and they were playing outside. They've been dancing, YouTubing. Oh, my goodness.
It was wide open when they came up, when they came over last weekend, when they came over to the girl, she wanted to play baseball, and so I was pitching to her, and she was hitting. that she wanted to go out to the ball field. And I said, man, it's going to be a lot different than that ball field. You'll have to chase that ball. And there wasn't much shade out there. And, you know, every time you hit just a little one in the yard, the grass stopped it. But out there in the ball field, it just kept rolling and rolling and rolling. So I took three balls so we didn't have to chase as much.
When you went back, did you still have three balls?
It's funny, walking in that ball field over there every day with the dog, usually I find about 50 of those things a year.
The donation back to Little League.
Times they're them softballs, and they're like $10 a piece. I have sold them back to them for $1 a piece. Morning, I see the red coming up on my maps here, so I'm going to have to make an exit.
I'll be back, fellas. I'm getting ready to pull up at work here. So y'all have a good day and hopefully talk to you in a bit. Maybe not you, Ken, but Patrick, hopefully talk to you soon. NC90.
Hey, Skaggs. Well, I have just landed at my first stop, so I'll be around for a few minutes.
Hey, Leon, you have a good one, safe one, and I'll try to catch you later. KN4 TFW.
Sounds like you're going to have a busy weekend.
Be wide open. Gotta make a dump run tonight when I get home and turn on the refrigerators and the campers so they can start cooling down and everything so we can get loaded up on Friday morning or whatever, because Friday afternoon got to run up to Gastonia. I think it's at 2 o'clock.
You get to Gastonia about an hour and 15 minutes or so.
Yeah, on a good day, if you don't get slowed up, Gastonia's up there at about the 25-mile mark or something like that.
Something like that. I don't remember because I don't come in 85. That's about what it takes me from the house, too.
75 or 80 miles, I think.
Going that way is getting into Shelby.
For one, went that way once. We were coming down 85, and I got on 74 and rode over that way through Shelby, and then kind of cut back down through, I don't know if it's Highway 14 or 101, something down through there to come in the back way.
Cut down 101 or 14, depending on which way you want to come in there. So, come in the back way from where you're at.
My son-in-law goes that way because his brother lives up there, kind of in that Jones Gap Creek area.
Find you a way around whatever's causing your head there.
After 221, I'll just get off on 221, and there's a little side road that kind of, I don't want to call it a frontage road because it's a little further in than that, but it'll cut through over to where I need to be. All my stuff, I mean, this sign right here says right lane ends, merge left. Then in a minute, it's going to say, you know, two left lanes closed.
What I don't get, and then they leave the signs up when they're not doing anything, not even there, and that just makes people ignore them. That's all that's doing, because they think there's nothing going on.
Or, you know, the left lane to end, and that, but then I wasn't expecting both of them to end. I mean, it went from three lanes down to one.
Didn't have a sign up there, a new traffic pattern or anything like that either, did it?
I didn't see it. New restaurant in Greer is going to be Panda Express.
Chinese.
And then I told Susan I saw over there by the Habit Burger, there's a new crumble cookie store.
I'm used to Panda Express only being in the food courts of the malls. That's the only place I'm ever used to seeing them.
I don't see that it's stopping up there, but I'm going to get off anyway.
Hey, how are you? KO4HKX.
Yes, seeing red, so, but it must be just about this time my exit starts.
It's out of sight where you can't see it and it's too late to do anything about it.
And then there'll be a DOT truck, you know, or one of them SHEP trucks telling you, you know, you need to get over, and it'll be after the exit. No sense getting before the exit.
Much sense.
Pay those guys much.
There's got to be some kind of guideline that causes them to do that.
Don't want people going down the, you know, clogging up the other roads until they just absolutely have to.
You never can tell. So things are getting started earlier. Stranger Brothers, even the guys here are getting in earlier now.
It's light so much earlier that I guess they let them start the day earlier, maybe?
Not sure, but these people are already pulling out. I'm going to jump off here so I can get everything up and going, be ready to go here. Hopefully you don't have too much delay going in this morning. And you be careful out there. And if I don't talk to you again, you be careful all the running around you got to do this weekend. KO4HKX. I'll be clear on your final. 7-3.
All right, 7-3, Patrick. Good time, and I'm back on my regular road now. I'm like a quarter mile from turning John to the road to the plant. So you have a good one, and be safe out there, and I'll catch you later. KN4GFW.